It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing.
The Amazing.
Ahmad, this is an intervention.
Here we go. What did I do now?
We got to talk,
my friend.
Okay.
It's hard because my entire career, I have always been like the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And as I approach my 30s, I realize now that you're the baby. And there there mayhaps might be some growing up to do.
And some
teaching.
A teaching moment. Thank you for taking the lead on
from
this,
from us wise older brothers and sisters.
I know when you look at me and Carla, you think seasoned, wise, veterans of the game.
I'm laughing, but I do.
Ahmad, we'll get to the point. You came in here hungover AF yesterday.
You noticed?
Yeah.
Well, when you pull out a giant blue electrolyte,
okay,
Diva, I noticed.
Whoa.
You needed electrolytes bad just to be somewhat okay yesterday.
I had a really good weekend. I'm doing the whole summertime shy thing. Like, yeah. I went to a Sox game. I went to festivals.
I will point out, it isn't even technically summer yet.
Okay.
You are summertiming real hard. And I think that,
you are enjoying Pride Month, which I love.
I am. It's my month.
I love for you. Right. However, there's a whole lot of month left.
Okay.
That's true. We're only halfway through.
Okay. And I'm trying to live, like, life to the fullest.
You're trying to live Moss. And
we're trying to do a radio show.
Okay.
And Ahmad's job is to produce. He came in a little bit too hungover yesterday.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you're just having too much fun. And now I'm not telling you to not have fun.
Because Pride Fest is this weekend.
Correct. Right. However, yeah. I am telling you that the other day, a fireball shooter fell out of your backpack. And as hilarious as that is.
Why would you expose me like that?
Wow, that is
why
aggressive.
Why would you expose me like that?
It's not
that.
Like you drank it
that
at work.
That was an aggressive detail.
It wasn't like you drank it at work, but I'm just
finished.
Saying.
Did you?
No,
I didn't want to litter when I was out and about the following week, and I have my backpack with me. And
right.
Just dripping booze.
No, stop.
Okay, so
stop.
Pride Fest Chicago is this weekend.
Yes.
We have an ask for you.
Okay. I'm going. There's no way
I'm
not going.
Yeah. Right. And we want you to go. In fact, we want you to experience it to the fullest.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
And we want you to stay home Monday.
Oh, my gosh. It wasn't that bad yesterday.
It wasn't.
But it will be.
But it will be.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And this is actually us. This is a gift.
It is
a
gift.
Yeah, honestly, take Monday off and enjoy yourself on Sunday.
Will
and
you
recover.
Guys be okay without me?
We are going to manage.
Okay.
We went like a long time without you before you got here.
Very true.
Point is, we get that you're having fun. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this weekend should be the hurrah of June.
Your lifetime.
Yes. Yes. And it's Juneteenth. Hey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like literally.
Yeah.
Have the 4-day weekend, King.
Yeah. Have the 4-day weekend.
And then on Tuesday,
be fully prepared to work.
Yes.
Be so fresh.
I will be fresh and renewed and not dropping fireball out of my backpack.
Yeah, I mean, just fireball falling out of your backpack.
I thought it was
so
funny.
Bad.
I thought it was funny. And then I thought, maybe he needs a day off. Maybe he needs to enjoy his summer to the fullest and then come back to us.
I've been waiting for summertime shy. I moved here in the cold. I've just been like ready to go.
Yeah, well, it got warm and Ahmad turned all the way up. Well, look, we're excited for Pride Fest this weekend. We're excited that you're going to have the time of your life and
yes.
Have a day off.
I will. I'll take the Monday off.
And then we'll see you Tuesday all ready to go.
Yes.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Yeah.
Not hungover.
Yeah. This has been a Moog and Carla Mornings intervention.
Thank you.
Coming up next, you gotta help me with this. Hey, sister?
It's either hey, sister, or hey, sister.
Okay, we're gonna play a little game where Ahmad is going to give us quotes, and we have to decide if it's a gay bar or if it's nuns.
Nuns, yeah.
Like a nun, like Catholic nuns.
Nuns,
who said
yes.
It? Catholic nuns? Or two people in a gay bar.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Ahmad's game coming up next. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. It's Snoop Dogg on Chicago's B96. B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing has put together a game for us today.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sister, or?
Hey, sister.
Okay, explain this. So you're going to give us a quote, and we have to decide if it's nuns.
Nuns on their podcast, or a conversation I overheard in a gay bar.
Okay, I love this. So there is a podcast that it's called Hey, Sister, and it's nuns just chit-chatting about life, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't know this, nuns call each other sister.
Yes.
Similar to how, like,
gay guys do it.
Yeah. And that's the game.
All right. All right.
So let's start off with this one. Sister, I swear he is the only man for me. Sister, he is the one and only for you.
Okay. Well,
now, they could be talking about trade.
So based on the fact that this is a nun.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could be talking about.
God.
Capital H-I-M.
Exactly.
Oh,
I'm saying that this is hey, sister, in the bar.
Okay.
I'm saying this is hey, sister, also in the bar.
You're both correct.
Yes. All right. We got one.
He is the only one for you.
He is. That's your trade. Next, I have, do you have any hobbies? Cooking. Sister, yes. Teach me your ways.
Okay, because of the sister, yes, I'm going to say that this is a gay bar.
Okay.
I'm going to say nuns because I don't know if gays would be talking about cooking in the
in
bar.
The bar. It's the nuns.
Oh, it's the nuns.
Do you have a hobby? Cooking. Sister, yes.
Sister, yes.
Wait, can we talk about how happy their laughs sound?
I know, they sound so, like, peaceful.
Like,
I love the
well,
nuns.
They're nuns.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
When it comes to drama, they have
none.
Okay, next. I can name a lot of boring things. I'm a person who has no tolerance for boredom. That's why I always got in trouble in school. Sister, you are not a boring person.
This is 100% gay bar. I don't think that nuns would ever admit to being bored. I think they'd be bored, but they would never say, like, I was bored.
I think I'm going to go with gay bar, too, because, like, oh, I have zero tolerance for boredom. Same, you know?
Like, yeah, like, that's very gay bar, but it was the nuns.
Oh!
What would you say to someone who might think being a sister is boring?
Oh my gosh, I would say they haven't the first clue. I can name a lot of boring things. I'm a person who has no tolerance for boredom, which is why I always got me into a trouble
sister,
in school.
And you are so not a boring.
Oh. Wow. All right, they're not boring. You know what? I got to give them a little bit more credit.
Yeah, the nuns are hip.
All right.
Okay. Sister, you are wearing the same outfit. Sister. No, I'm not. You are sister.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to give the nun some credit, and I'm going to say this is the nun.
This has got to be funny nun humor.
They got to be...
Because they're wearing the same
outfit. Because they all wear the nun...
Two drag queens in a bar. Two drag queens in a bar here. I think I have one more.
Okay.
Hey, again, sister.
If you're just joining this, this is hey, sister, or hey, sister.
Uh-huh.
And Ahmad is giving us quotes, and we have to tell if it's from the Nun podcast, which is two nuns, hey, sister,
mm-hmm.
or if it's...
Gays in a bar.
Gays in a bar.
All right. We live in a world where everyone would say, I want to be happy, I want to be happy, and that's beautiful. But happiness, as the world would see it, is very shallow.
Ooh, this could be.
I'm going none.
You know, I'm gonna go gay bar because me after four tequila shots, exactly. I get philosophical.
I talk like this too. Okay.
But nuns are like that at base. They don't need alcohol.
So very what is true. It?
It's the nuns.
It's the nuns.
We live in a world where everyone would say, "Oh, I want to be happy. I want to be happy." And that's beautiful. We all want to be happy.
It's true,
but
sister.
Happiness, as the world would see it, is very shallow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dropping bars.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, that's solid wisdom right there.
I'd love
from
the
nuns.
Can I tell you something? I'd be a nun.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. They look so happy.
You will not.
Yeah.
You would hate that lifestyle.
I get to hang out with my girls.
Yeah. You would like that part.
Yeah.
No, you would hate the rest of it. You wouldn't be able to get any dingling.
Oh, so?
Oh, my God.
I already...
Well, just to put it out there.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I've never had dingling that was amazing.
So you just want to go be a nun?
Yeah.
I mean.
And did you know that you have until 30 to, this is not an ad to be a nun, but I looked into it for
you. Okay.
And you have until 30 to join.
Okay. You know what? I see that for you,
so
sister.
So I have, thank you, sister.
Wait, of did course, you keep score? Did we win or did we lose?
I think you won, Mo.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, you did.
Congratulations, sister.
Snap, snap, congrats, snap, snap, sister. Snap. All right, let me transition from this holy music to David Guetta and Akon's Sexy Chick.
Now, this is Hey Sister.
Hey Sister. Thank you, Ahmad.
Of course.
It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings, and the World Cup is happening right now. And for a lot of us, I think especially in the United States, we don't follow it as closely as the rest of the world does, or in some cases even understand what's happening. So we're going to welcome somebody who is in the know. And this is TikTok creator Simone Scott 33. Good morning, Simone.
Hello, Simone.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again. Excited that the World Cup is here, and excited that you are going to not only give us some information, but you're like going to be out and about in the world experiencing the World Cup. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited that I have a really cool opportunity from TikTok and FIFA to actually go to some games, get some behind the scenes footage. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Break this down for us, because we were looking at this and they're like, this year it's 48 teams and somehow they're going to narrow it down to one. And there's going to be a winner of the World Cup next month. But in the meantime, is it like a series? Is it like a bracket?
It is a little bit of both. So the World Cup is split into two sections. We have the group stage is where we are right now. And then the knockout rounds, which begins around, I think, June 30th, at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. So nobody who loses right now is out.
Correct. Everyone's going to play at least three games.
Oh, okay.
I like that. I like that. Because I started feeling bad for the teams that had already lost. I was like, oh, they just got here.
Exactly. So, like, what it is, like you said, there's 48 teams, which is more than they've ever had before. And they're all split into groups of four. So there are 12 groups.
Okay.
We're following.
And then each group, you play each person in your group or each team in your group. And then you get points depending on how the match went. So you get 3 points if you win, 1 point if you tie, and 0 points if you lose. Then after all three games are done, they add up all your points. And the top two teams with most points, they get to move on. And then they look at all the other third place teams and they take 8 more from there.
Okay.
But is it at random or is it like a popularity contest?
It's going to be whichever 8 teams have the most points, like in their third place bracket.
Okay, okay.
So neither. It's not random and it's not a popularity contest.
Me thinking, but what if?
Okay, so are there any teams that are like, you know, when you look at Major League Baseball and you see like the Dodgers and the Yankees and you're like, well, they're kind of always those like top dogs in a sense. Are there any countries that are that in the World Cup that we can expect to, you know, probably make it at least close to the end? Not to have you predict a winner, but like who are the countries that are like really, really good at this?
Well, France is really good. They were the runners up last World Cup in 2022. Spain is also really, really good, and they're supposed to be very dominant. So they played yesterday, and they actually tied with Cape Verde, which was very surprising.
Oh.
So Cape Verde saw it as a win.
Yeah.
Spain kind of saw it as a loss, even though it was a tie.
Right.
Yeah. And then also, you know, England, Portugal, Argentina, Brazil, they're always really good, too. So I would look at those teams as probably having the best odds.
These are the names that I feel I hear most people say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Again, we're talking to TikTok creator Simone Scott, who is an official TikTok FIFA World Cup 2026 creator correspondent.
Is Cristiano Ronaldo playing?
He is. He plays for Portugal. Messi plays for Argentina, and they both are playing this tournament.
Team USA, how is Team USA looking in all this? I know that we won one.
Right. We had our first match on Friday. Looked fantastic. That's probably the best Team USA has looked in a long time.
Oh.
And the group they're in is a very winnable group. So a lot of people expect USA to at least make it out of the group stage.
Okay, so you get out of the group, but you don't think that the U.S. is going to win the World Cup.
Anything can happen.
Oh, I know what that means.
The teams are just very, very good, but we look good. Like, we look as good as we could.
Well, yeah, and I think that the U.S. is just not a soccer country like a lot of those European countries are, right?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, like, our women are sensational. They win the World Cup all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the men have caught up. Like, they look like Friday was very encouraging.
By the way, we're talking to Simone Scott, who is a TikTok creator.
Official TikTok FIFA World Cup creator.
One of only 30 creators that's been selected to be a TikTok FIFA World Cup creator correspondent. This is really cool. I hope that you have an absolute blast doing this.
I think you should tell us where we can follow you so that we can get all the behind the scenes FIFA stuff, because I'm assuming you have a special pass that none of us do.
I do, and that's what's so exciting, because I'm going to use my special pass and try to get you guys as much access as possible. So you can follow me on TikTok at SimoneScott33, and I will take you to all my matches with me. My first one is going to be in Houston on this Saturday. Oh, I get the Netherlands versus Sweden.
Ooh. All right, that's coming up quick. Well, have a blast out there. Thank you for explaining this to us, and have an amazing day.
Thank you, guys. Have fun.
Here we go. It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings, and it's time for Lolla Ticket Tag. This is your chance at four-day Lollapalooza wristbands all this week at 7, 11, 2, and 4. Let's say hello to Victoria in Palos Heights. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, no, the thing's not working again.
Okay.
How obnoxious.
Okay. Well, okay. Victoria, if you can hear us, hold on 1 second. I'm going to answer the call with the phone.
Okay. What is going on with technology these days? It just sneaks up on us and just doesn't work. So Carla is picking up the phone and talking to Victoria. Because
Hello. Is this Victoria in Palos Heights? Hey, Queen. So the world can't hear you, but I can hear you. So I'm going to relay what you say. Victoria in Palos Heights, do you remember the name and the city of the person that qualified yesterday at 4 o'clock?
Could you put the headset up to the phone? Or
Sylvia, where? That is correct.
Hey! All right.
Yes.
Okay, I guess you could just put her on hold.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick.
Okay, so our phone is not working correctly, but apparently we have to unplug something and plug it back in.
She said, yay.
Okay, so she did know that it was Sylvia and Gurney. Yes.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, slightly? I can hear it from the headset.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is what we know now, is that Victoria in Palos Heights is now qualified for those four-day Lolla wristbands. And that's the name that you're going to have to remember at 11 o'clock as we continue with Lolla Ticket Tag, all right?
Victoria in Palos Heights.
Yeah.
If you want to go see Charlie XCX, Lord, Zara Larsson, John Summit.
If you're a rock fan, you can go see the Smashing Pumpkins jamming out.
I always forget that, like, people that I don't want to see are...
Yeah, I mean, they're an iconic rock band. I think they're one of the big, you know, headliners.
Yeah. It'll be cool. There's so much to see. Lollapalooza is definitely the festival where you can go see the most popular artists and also discover new music.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's the biggest festival of the summer in Chicago.
Amazing.
So 11 o'clock, it's set for Lolla Ticket Tag on B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. And we're having a technical issue. We're going to have to unplug something and plug it back in. But that doesn't stop you from joining in on the conversation. So this is what we're going to talk about. Carla had an incident with, are we calling him Cappuccino?
We could call him Cappuccino, yeah.
And this is a man that you have been seeing for some time.
Yes, we call him Cappuccino because he really likes to drink coffee.
Okay.
And he has curly hair.
Okay.
So, Mr. Cappuccino and I, we had a wonderful date night Friday night.
Okay.
We went out to this like wine party with his friends. We went to go see the USA game. And then he was like, well, I guess it's time to go home. But there's a little bar next to, like, his neighborhood's called Matchbox.
Oh, okay, cool.
Have you heard of it?
No, but this sounds like a fun place.
Yeah. It's called Matchbox. Anyway, so he goes, oh, why don't we stop by, like, for, like, a little last drink before we go home? And I said, great. So we stopped by, and we, you know me, social.
Yeah, you like to chit-chat with people.
I like to chit-chat. Yeah. I started making friends with everybody in the bar.
Yeah.
And I meet this wonderful girl named Caitlin. And Caitlin just got engaged. So she's like excited, telling us about how her and her fiance just got engaged. Her fiance is there. Her fiance's friends are there.
Yeah.
And now, one thing about me is I wear a lot of rings.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 rings on right now.
Right. But when I go out, I usually do like between 6 to 8 rings on my fingers.
So every finger has a ring. Sometimes there's even more than one.
Right.
Okay.
And so on Friday, I happen to be wearing a ring on my ring finger for like engagement.
Yeah.
And it had like a little diamond on it. Not real, but.
You're not engaged.
Correct. I'm not engaged, but I had a ring on my ring finger. And so Caitlin saw this and was like, oh, are you two, me and Cappuccino, engaged too?
Hmm.
Normal question.
Yeah,
as I am.
Yeah. And that's a little awkward because it's early with you and Cappuccino.
Right.
You aren't even technically together. You're not a couple.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So that could be a jarring question.
So I go to answer.
Yeah.
And before I could answer and let her know we are not there yet, he answers and he goes, oh, God, no, absolutely not. No, no. And I was like, wait a minute. What was that reaction?
That was a reaction.
And so I just kind of sat there and I looked at her and she looked at me and I go, yeah, no, we're not engaged.
That's rough.
It was giving like, oh, I would never.
I would, this gross girl, yes. She's like a sister to me.
Okay, he didn't say that.
No, he
but
didn't.
It felt like it. I get that.
It felt that way. And so
what did you say in the moment?
Well, in the moment, I was like embarrassed. So I just go, yeah, no, we're not. And so then he goes to the bathroom. And Caitlin goes, oh my gosh, like that was a weird reaction. And I go, it was, right? Ooh. But I didn't want to like cause a scene because I knew that I had also had two espresso martinis at this point. So I was like, now is not the time to have the conversation.
Right, right.
So I let it go and the night continued and we had fun. Next morning.
Oh no.
I wake up in a mood.
Oh no.
I wake up in a mood. And he like goes to cuddle me and I go, get off me.
Get off me.
And he goes, what's going on? And I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe the fact that I'm ew, disgusting, and you would never marry me. And he was like, whoa, what are you talking about? And I explained to him from the night prior. And he was like, that's not even how it happened, Carla. Le estás echando crema, which means like you're adding extra stuff to the taco. Oh. Yeah, he was like, le estás echando crema. That's not how it went. I didn't say, ew, no. And I was like, yeah, and then you made vomiting sounds. And he goes, I didn't do that. He didn't. But I was like, no, point is, it was like a visceral from your soul reaction,
like that, absolutely not,
that you would never want to marry me, and so, or that like the thought of being engaged to me is disgusting. And I understand that we've only been talking for 2 months and we're not, maybe you're not the love of my life, but you're definitely not my husband now, so then what am I doing here?
Wow, this is intense. So this is Saturday morning. Oh my god, that's
go ahead.
No, you're good. So that went on for about 2.5 hours.
That's insane. Okay,
but
so
I get it.
But I think we got to give this guy a little bit of grace for being caught off guard with a question. It's early on in dating you. Okay, he didn't need to say God no.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. But I think maybe he didn't want you to feel like that sort of pressure was coming. I'm trying to see the bright side.
I don't think so. Because Moke, you even said, like on the first couple of dates with Stacey, you were like, I would marry this girl.
Yeah.
They're more than a couple of dates
That's
in.
That's true. Yeah. You guys have been seeing each other for a couple of months.
We kissed.
By that point, we were down the path.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Okay. So the question is 877-591-9696. Should she break up or back down? We need a Moke and Carla Mornings Mafia majority. They were asked if they were engaged, and Cappuccino, the guy Carla is seeing, said, oh, God, no. Absolutely not. And then made vomiting sound effects. No, he didn't do that.
He didn't do that, but he might as well have.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm very curious what the Moke and Carla Mornings Mafia thinks. 877-591-9696. Help Carla decide, should she break up or back down? Is she being ridiculous?
Yeah, because I might. Because if I'm being ridiculous and like if I am being extra, tell me.
Yeah. I say you need to back down, but that's just me. It's B96, Moke and Carla Mornings, looking for a Moke and Carla Mornings majority at 877-591-9696. Should Carla break up with the guy she's seeing or back down? So essentially what happened is they were out and about and somebody asked them if they were engaged, and his reaction was hurtful.
He said, absolutely not. My gosh, no. Wow. I would never.
That's what it felt like.
Can you be honest?
Yes.
Did he go,
bleh? No, he didn't. Okay. But he might as well have.
But he did say, God, no. Actually, if I recall, he said, F, no.
We can't say that on the radio. No, he did not say the F word.
Oh, he didn't? Okay,
no.
He said, God, no.
God, no.
You've told this story a variety of ways.
In 5 different versions.
I will say that he says that. He's like, Carla, that's not even how it went down. Like, again, le estás echando crema a los tacos. Like, you are adding more to it. That's not how I said it, but that is how he said it. He said, absolutely not. Like, that was part of it.
So there was something to the effect of, God, no, absolutely not.
Yes.
Okay, so we need to know, should Carla break up or back down? Laura in Bolingbrook, you say back down, and why?
Well, my husband had our first Christmas together. We had been dating for a couple months. He gave me some earrings and got down on one knee as a joke in front of his whole family. Oh, and I said, no, get up, get up. What are you doing? So obviously I did that out of nervousness, but we've been together for over 10 years now and we've been married.
Who does that as a joke?
Yeah.
So wait, did he go like, wow, your reaction was not great?
Yeah, everybody was like, whoa, what's going on? And I was like, well, I was nervous. And I'm like, get up, what are you doing? And it turned out to be some earrings, so obviously he wasn't being for real. But, I mean, I think he probably did it out of nervousness, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying, as somebody, you, who has done this, but you did really like him, and you could see a future with him. It was just...
It's the reaction catches you off guard.
Okay.
The question catches you off guard, and you're like, whoa, and your natural instinct is to be like, no, not yet, this is pressure,
right?
I see that side of it. All right, thank you so much, Laura, and have a great day. Ashley in Hammond, Indiana, part of the Morgan Carlin Mornings Mafia, also saying back down.
Yeah, because I think that was more of a reaction to the word marriage, because guys are like that. They freak out when they hear words. And if Carla, are you leaning into that part? Are you feeling like you want to marry this man?
Ooh, good question, Ashley.
Ashley, girl, you're supposed to be on my side. But no, you know what? I'll say it. I could marry this man.
Wow. Mm.
He is so
That's
kind.
That's why it hurts.
He's so kind and patient and sweet to me.
Except when he says, God, no, absolutely not.
I would never marry her.
He usually is very patient and kind and sweet to me. And I'm just like, oh, this seems like a good man to marry. Is he my man to marry? I don't know. Mm. But
Time will tell.
But if I married someone as kind as him, I think I'd be doing all right in life.
All right. That's actually, those are strong words, what you just said, Carla.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah, wow.
Notice, Ashley, how I didn't say, absolutely.
All right. Well, Ashley officially says back down. So it's break up or back down at 877-591-9696. The guy that Carla is seeing was asked if they're engaged, and he said, God, no, absolutely not. And then Carla created a fight the next morning.
Yes, and at least I waited. I simmered on it. Is nobody on my side? Like, does nobody think we should break up?
Our pal, David Moody, who is also part of the Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia, break up or back down?
Back down, Carla. Yeah. I was trying to protect you. Can you imagine two martinis in, what that would be like if your new friends had said, hey, we're doing this. How are you going to do that? Or what's your engagement like? It would have been really awkward. And he was trying to protect you from that.
So David brings up a good point.
Be gentle and give him a chance.
What if he had said, not yet, but one of these days, you would have gone into panic mode.
No, I wouldn't have. I would have loved that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I think you would.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Did you not know this?
I'm glad you said it.
I'll validate that.
Don't agree too hard with me now. Both of you didn't even bat an eye. You went,
yeah. just a little bit crazy. Not like full on crazy.
But fun crazy.
I'm not going to slash your tires.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. So there's fun crazy, there's Carla, and then there's scary.
There we go.
Yeah. You're just this side of fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes the fun runs out.
The fun runs out when the guy says he doesn't want to marry me.
David has settled it. That's three. And for Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia majority, we need five. So thank you, David.
Hey, you bet. Have a good morning.
All right, you
have
too.
Have a good morning.
So officially, Carla, you need to back down.
No.
I mean, think you need to back down.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I thought that for sure the world was going to be on my side. See, Alvarez Alyssa keeps calling, and something tells me that she thinks we should break up.
Okay, let's find. Let's just take one call. So, is this Alyssa?
Yes, this is Alyssa.
Break up or back down?
Break up.
Oh, see?
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Why?
Girl, first of all, isn't this the guy who you questioned if he was even, like, into girls in the beginning?
No,
that's a different one. That's a different one.
Okay, well, either way, I will say, on top of that, like, he's too old to be playing these games. Like, you either know or you don't know. My husband and I literally eloped after 3 months, and we've been married for 5 years now.
Damn.
So they know what they want early on.
You know what? That's not true. We play the games, but you know, basically, whether or not you would marry somebody.
When you know, and especially because this particular guy is 34 years old. Like, you know.
Literally... You know, there's no time to be wasted at this point. So, I disagree.
Now, I agree with you that he knows. I disagree. I don't think that you should break up. I think Cappuccino's a great guy.
He's met him once.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But it was for an extended hangout, you know?
Yeah.
You got to know him.
But a little bit. But really, what I know about him mostly is what Carla has told us. Thank you, Alyssa, and have a great day. Really, what I know about him is what you've told us.
And Which is good stuff.
It's like good stuff. So you should just get with this guy and live happily ever after and start planning that wedding. And next time he says, are you engaged? You should jump in and go, almost.
Almost. We're getting there.
He just needs to buy me a ring.
Right, Pookie? And then I blow him a kiss.
He might break up with you after that. It's B96, Moog and Carla Mornings, and look, it's...
Look what?
I was going to say to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, but I guess that's not what we're doing. It's just coincides. America is turning 250 years old, and we are looking 250 years into the future and putting together a time capsule of Chicago life in 2026 that will be opened in 2276, in 250 years from now.
Right, which means that the U.S. would be, what, 500 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Twice as old as it is now.
Yeah.
And who knows what Chicago is going to look like by then. I got to think there are some things that may stand the test of time.
Yes.
I got to think things like the Sears Tower, they're going to do everything they can to preserve that. Wrigley Field, some things like that. But, a lot of the city is going to look a lot different.
The skyline's probably going to look a lot different, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just built that new, well, it's not like fully done, but that new tower where that big hole was.
Yeah.
That was so big.
No, I know what you're talking. It's over here just off of Lakeshore Drive by the river.
Yeah.
And like the skyline is not a static thing. It evolves and will continue. So buildings will come down, buildings will go up.
It's never changing.
So we're going to make a time capsule, and we need to know what to put in this thing. And feel free to DM us if you have any cool items that you think would be great for somebody to dig up in 250 years and go, oh, that's life in Chicago in 2026?
Yeah.
So we're looking for local, I'm trying to get in touch with the mayor, Brandon Johnson, which we've done before, but they have not hit me back yet.
They don't want to be part of our time capsule?
Come on. Well, I specifically need the mayor, if anybody has any connections, a mayor or an alderman, to basically put a proclamation in to say, this needs to be opened on this date.
Right.
Because
I don't know if anybody's just going to randomly remember. So we need something like that, but we also have items that we're going to put in, and we're going to start with Ahmad the Amazing. Today has the first item to basically show people in 2276 what Chicago life was like in 2026.
Mm-hmm. And nothing more is more Chicago than Malort.
Ah,
I brought a cute little 6-pack of Malort, so whoever opens it could share it with friends.
Aww, so this is your contribution to the time capsule.
Why did you say it like that?
No, that's
a great contribution.
I'm sorry.
You guys gave me an intervention earlier, and I'm like bringing Malort.
Oh, that's true.
You brought the Malort. You didn't drink it, so it's fine.
Very true.
I think this is a great addition to the first thing to put into the time capsule.
It's Malort. Like so Chicago.
It's so Chicago. And is Malort going to be a thing in 250 years? I think Malort. I guess I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
But things change. Logos change.
Exactly. When I first moved here, this was like the first thing that I was like, this is Chicago. Not the Italian beefs. Not the Chicago dogs. Malort.
Malort.
Yeah,
you're right. Well, all right. So we got our first item for the time capsule. We got to figure out what else we're going to put in this thing.
Yeah.
What else really says Chicago 2026?
Right. Like something that encapsulates... encompass something that represents today.
Yes.
All the vocabulary words.
So you can call us and give us some ideas at 877-591-9696. You can also DM us at B96 Chicago on Instagram. And our plan is this week and next week to put this thing together, and then next Friday to bury it.
Yes.
Ooh, because you said you were going to a Cubs game this weekend.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the Father's Day game this weekend. the anyway, we do this whole thing. I'm going to try and get one of the game balls.
Oh, that's good.
And put that in the time capsule.
Bonus points if you rip it out of a child's hands.
Well.
You know those videos always go viral?
I know, yeah,
consider
yeah.
it done.
No.
You know me. So at B96 Chicago, if you have any recommendations or if you have something so cool that you would like to put in it, reach out to us. We would love to have that. And again, this is for the people in 2276 to look back and go, damn, this is Chicago life 250 years ago.
Like, is this what those kids were doing?
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 on B96.
B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
Can't Crush Carla is brought to you by Planet Fitness, and AJ in Brighton Park is going to attempt to crush Carla today for a chance at $1,000. AJ, how you feeling about it?
It's time for redemption.
Oh.
Before, so
AJ, we've played before?
I think I have the possible win.
Oh,
yes, we have.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Coming through with confidence right now. I think I have the possible win.
Oh, no.
She says. All right. Well, you know what to do. Yes. Throw Carla out of the room.
Carla, please exit the premises. Thank you.
The premises?
She is coming through. This is a serious matter today.
I feel like I'm getting sued.
AJ, know the drill. 5 pop culture questions.
Oh, yeah.
Get more correct than Carla. Crusher, you'll win that $1,000. Here we go. Question number one. Netflix has revealed the first official look at Scooby-Doo in its upcoming live-action series. For the first time, a real puppy will portray Scooby. What is the name of Scooby-Doo's much tinier nephew?
Oh, Scrappy.
Question number two. Seth Meyers will have members of New York Knicks on his show tonight and tomorrow night. Which comedy sketch show was Seth Meyers formerly a writer on?
SNL.
Question number three. Tony Hawk says there was almost a Space Jam follow-up called Skate Jam. Which Chicago sports star was the lead in the movie Space Jam?
Michael Jordan?
Question number four. Shakira says her connection with soccer and the World Cup seems unbreakable. What is the name of the latest World Cup song she released?
I'm not sure.
All right. Question number five.
Thank you, Mom.
Question number five. Ashley Tisdale revealed that the president of Disney Channel did not want her to audition for High School Musical because they wanted another actress. Who did Ashley Tisdale play in High School Musical?
Did she play it in High School Musical?
Yep.
I don't know. Tiffany.
All right. Let's get Carla back in here. While Carla's on the way in, you were an extra on Chicago Fire. I vaguely remember this, but tell us about that experience.
It was really cool. Like, you know, I mean, you just, you know, mime things, but, you know, I was really close to all the actors, and then, you know, I would see them off the set, and, you know, they're very nice and, you know, cordial.
How was, like, and, did, you know, did they feed you, like, while you were on set?
Oh, they didn't feed us. No, I wish they did.
Oh.
No, they didn't feed us.
Oh, interesting.
But it was a cool experience.
And so you were an extra on Chicago Fire. After that, did anybody ever approach you in the streets and go, oh, my God, you were a person
in that episode in the background
who was standing next to a burning car on Chicago Fire? Did that ever happen?
Once, I'm a mail carrier, so then, you know, I was around a certain area, and they're like, hey, you know, like, I recall you, and I was like, hey, you know, thank you for, you know, addressing me, like, I appreciate that.
Oh,
like,
all right, famous. Oh, I love it. Welcome back, Carla.
Just a little bit. I'm trying to be like you guys.
Ah, yes. Welcome back, Carla. 3 correct for AJ in Brighton Park.
Okay.
Let's see how you do. Question number one. Netflix has revealed the first official look at Scooby-Doo in its upcoming live-action series. And for the first time, a real puppy will portray Scooby.
Aw.
What is the name of Scooby-Doo's much tinier nephew?
Oh, no. What's a good dog name? What's a good dog name? Cash.
No. Oh, it's Scrappy-Doo.
Scrappy-Doo. Oh, see? Cash. Scrappy. And Scooby.
Okay.
Are there good dog names?
Sure, yeah. Question number two. Seth Meyers will have members of the New York Knicks on his show tonight and tomorrow night. Which comedy sketch show was Seth Meyers formerly a writer on?
Saturday Night Live.
Yes, he was. Question, you both got that one correct, by the way. Question number three. Tony Hawk says there was almost a Space Jam follow-up called Skate Jam.
That feels like a lie.
Yeah, it does feel like a lie. Which Chicago sports star was the lead in the movie Space Jam?
Michael Jordan.
That's right. Ooh. Back in the 90s. Question number four. Shakira says her connection with soccer and the World Cup seems unbreakable. What is the name of the latest World Cup song she released?
Die, die.
Yes.
You know yes, it. Shakira, I've said this before, and it's not my original thought, but Shakira is to the World Cup what Mariah Carey is to Christmas.
Oh.
And I love it.
I love it, too. Ooh. Shakira, I got to meet and interview Shakira once years ago.
Were you so starstruck?
I was so the most I had ever been in my life. I was like, oh, my God, Shakira.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I met Shakira.
I didn't either. I was a baffling buffoon.
Yeah.
It was crazy. All right, question number five. Ashley Tisdale revealed that the president of Disney Channel did not want her to audition for High School Musical because they wanted another actress.
What actress?
Who knows? Who did Ashley Tisdale play in High School Musical?
Sharpay.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
See, a lot of people would assume that in High School Musical, I would want to be Gabriella. But no, I am Sharpay all the way.
Which one's Gabriella?
Gabriella's the one that Vanessa Hudgens played.
Oh.
Like the protagonist.
Okay, yeah.
And Sharpay was always seen as the villain. I see her as misunderstood.
Okay.
She was such a diva, so sassy, so great.
All right. I don't think I ever watched High School Musical.
Before your time.
Yeah.
Or after your time.
After my time.
Neither have I.
1, 2, 3, 4 for Carla. 3 for AJ in Brighton Park. And by the way, AJ, you came through guns blazing. But unfortunately, you know what this means, right?
Yes, I do. I'm AJ from Brighton Park, and I can't crush Carla.
No.
No.
But you will next time.
Third time's a charm.
Yes.
Yes. But
hey, always.
We appreciate you for what you do. She's a mail carrier and was an extra on Chicago Fire doing the damn thing. And we invite you to try back every weekday at 7:50. We do this for a chance at $1,000, all right?
Thank you very much. Love you guys.
Love you too. All
right, love you too. Have a great day.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
So today we have Julian in Round Lake. Now, Julian says here that your girlfriend joined a cult. Surely you can't actually mean that.
Yeah, I basically do. Man, my girlfriend started selling products for a pyramid scheme.
Ooh.
And has completely ruined our social life, bro.
Oh, so the pyramid scheme is the cult.
Yeah, so basically, she comes home from this party all super excited, talking about she's about to start her own business.
Oh, no, that's exactly the verbiage they use.
So I get excited. I'm like, oh, okay, babe, that's amazing. Like, what do you want to do? Like, let me know how I can support.
Sure.
So she's going to tell me she's going to start selling hair products and get her friends to buy and sell. And then their friends is going to buy and sell. And I'm thinking, the more she explained, like, hey, this got to be a scam.
Yeah.
Well, and how do people not recognize this day and age?
I think you get excited by the fact that when you hit tier one of the pyramid, you get a car.
Oh, is
you know
that
how
right?
They lie to you about all these incentives.
Well, sometimes you see the Avon Cadillac rolling around. Somebody had to get that.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen her this excited in so long. I mean, her eyes were practically popping out of her face. Wow. And she's so deep into it.
Oh, yeah. So how is it ruining your social life? You said it's completely ruined your social life.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, let me tell you. You're not going to believe this, but she has contacted every woman in our family, her cousins, my cousins, my entire family, all of our mutual friends, girlfriends, and is, like, forcing them to buy this stuff.
Oh.
I will say I have friends that have fallen for the pyramid scheme before. In fact, I've fallen for pyramid schemes before. Mm-hmm. And
I have too.
You do end up getting a random message from the girl that you had algebra with sophomore year of high school. And she's like, hey, girl, you want to try my new hair products? Like, they really do reach out to everybody. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, that's rough. Was there a
specific... I just felt bad because I knew it was a scam. So that's what made me feel bad to begin with.
Yeah. Was there a specific moment where it came to, I mean, this is match or mistake. You're wondering if you should continue on in this relationship. It's gotten so bad. Is there something there where it like kind of came to a head?
All right. So one day at my mom's birthday party last week, the gift, I'm thinking if she was going out her way to get her something special because, you know, she was being real secretive about it. And she was acting like she was going to a bunch of different stores when I was talking to her on the phone. So when she opened up the basket, it was all of her products that she was selling. And the look on my mom's face was just like so pissed off.
Oh.
And then turned the whole party to a pitch for the products.
No.
I'm dead serious. I can't make this up. I was so mad over there, just sitting there embarrassed. Like just she's just trying to sell everyone at the party these products.
Oh, my gosh. Did your mom at least get to keep the products?
My mom didn't even want those products.
Right. Well, okay, so did you say to her, like, hey, like, you turned my mom's birthday party into a pitch for your pyramid scheme?
Yes, I waited till she finished her whole soliloquy, and on the ride home, I just politely tried to tell her, like, babe, what you did was inappropriate.
Right.
You know, like, I love you, but what you did was very inappropriate. And she got the nerve to tell me that I'm not supporting her dreams.
Wow.
But I do. I support everything she wants to do. I support all of her dreams. I just can't support this stupid one no more.
But this one is dumb.
Well, and I do like that when she said she had an idea for a business that you were like full on ready to support. How can I help? But then like the kind of disappointing moment where you realize it's not her idea for a business. It's a pyramid scheme. But now this pyramid scheme is impacting your relationships with not only like other people in the outside world, but like people in your family.
Your mom, bro.
Yeah.
Both our family. So it's just making every gathering super awkward. So you think you can still be a match, or you think I should let her go?
Well, so that's what we're doing here. 877-591-9696. If you're just joining us, Julian's in Round Lake. His girlfriend is way deep in on a pyramid scheme to a point where she is bugging every woman that he knows, family, friends. And it's, I got to think also, not only is it annoying, it's probably a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When she's hitting people up that you haven't talked to, people that are on your Facebook friends list, you haven't talked to them in years, and all of a sudden here comes your girlfriend like trying to sell them on a pyramid scheme, which is...
Which I think a lot of people know is a pyramid scheme, too.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
My message inbox.
Yeah, yeah. Can he continue in this relationship? Should he cut his losses here? Because, you know,
she's really into it.
She's really into it. And anybody saying anything otherwise is not supporting her, and she gets upset. So seems like she's pretty locked in. Can this be a match or is it a mistake? Again, the phone number 877-591-9696.
Now it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96.
It's Match or Mistake on B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings. And we have Julian in Round Lake today, who his girlfriend is apparently putting strain on relationships with women in his life because she's throwing pyramid schemes basically at him.
Yeah, and the thing is, when people are in a pyramid scheme, they truly believe it, and they're not able to see that they are being duped.
Yeah.
So we want to, you know, be kind about it, but his mom's birthday was ruined because she turned it into a pitch sale for, her hair products.
Well, yeah. So can that relationship be a match if it's starting to impact other relationships in his life? Grandma Debbie, you say this is a match.
Yes, it's a match. People make mistakes. You don't leave someone from making mistakes. And they make them schemes sound so good that, you know what I mean? That everyone probably tries to do it at one time, maybe, because they make it sound so good. So I feel, yes, it's a match. Everyone makes mistakes. You can't leave someone just for making a mistake.
Have you ever been a part of a pyramid scheme?
No, but I'm sure I've listened to them and probably thought about it. And my boyfriend or whatever, or husband, would be like, yeah, no, that's not the way to go.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be the first to admit that I've also fallen victim of a pyramid scheme.
Oh?
And $330 later... I realized I wasn't going to be the millionaire they promised me to be.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I remember buying a DVD. It was probably the first thing that I bought when I was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
This DVD that was supposed to tell you how to make a lot of money fast. And so I got the DVD. And then the DVD was just like the commercial. The whole DVD was telling me that you could make money fast by buying their program. But it never told me how to make the money. And I realized this is their get rich quick scheme. They just got rich. Because I'm buying this DVD.
Yeah, they were like, come buy this so that we can tell you where else to buy the stuff you need to know.
So essentially what you're saying, Grandma Debbie, is everybody has to learn their lesson the hard way when it comes to some of these, like, and in some cases it works out. Like, some people do end up making a little bit of coin on things like Avon and Mary Kay and some of those things.
Right, because, I mean, I think at the end of the day, like, I don't know, Grandma Debbie, have you ever used Avon products or Mary Kay products? They're not bad.
Yes. Yes, I buy Mary Kay all the time.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, in those cases, you're actually selling the products and then also trying to get people to create their own parties. And
Yeah.
All right, so Debbie says it's a match. Right?
Have a great day, everyone.
Officially, yes, you
too, Grandma Debbie.
All right, Grandma Debbie.
Bye.
You know, but ultimately, Julian, this is going to come down to you. This is impacting relationships in your life, but can you try and find a way to work through it? Can it be a match, or is it a mistake?
Well, believe it or not, I think it's a match.
Wow, okay. I guess the next question then is, how do you suppose you'll move forward?
Well, my plan is to maybe try to show her some different examples of some Ponzi schemes and some scams that I've even been a part of. Mm-hmm. So maybe she could just see the light before it becomes too late.
Yeah. You do want to help her, because at the end of the day, it's money that she's investing of her own and her time. And it's like all these relationships that she's low-key burning out. And you don't want her to realize it when it's too late.
Right, but I don't want to kill her spirit and her dream of having and running her own business. I want her to keep that same energy, but I just want her to maybe, you know, direct it into something that's legitimate.
Yeah. That's really kind of you.
That is, and, you know, maybe creating some boundaries. Like, keep my friends list, and especially my family, off of your call list. Because that, you know, you don't want it to negatively impact your relationships, especially with your family. But I'm glad you're going to try and...
All family.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you're going to try and, you know, work that out.
Yeah, I mean, it's best. I mean, it's just, I don't think there's nothing that communication can't fix. And, you know, you just want to make sure that she's just putting all the things in the right place. Yeah. And I think I can help her with that.
Aw, you do sound like you really care about her.
Yeah, I do.
Even though she's a scammer.
And she ruined your mom's birthday.
Well,
my family upset with me, but I mean, she's worth it.
Yeah. Well, wishing you the best, Julian.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you guys. You're amazing. B96, show us what you got so you can win. Mugs Made a Minuteman.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mugs Made a Minuteman. Karen in Long Grove is going to play today. What's up, Karen?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, are you talking to us? Or are you...
No, I think you're talking to someone else who wished you a nice day, huh?
No, I don't know what to say.
Oh, well, you know what? That's what we're here for. You don't have to say anything other than give us answers to these questions, all right? It's 10 trivia questions
okay.
In 60 seconds. Okay. If you get all of them correct, we'll get you $1,000. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right,
okay.
Let's make it happen. If I am partying on Bourbon Street, what city am I in?
New Orleans.
Correct. What color are the stars on the U.S. flag?
Red, white, and blue. That's so long.
The stars, specifically the stars.
Red.
Incorrect. What type of animal is Squidward?
Pass.
What holiday is this Friday?
Father's Day.
Incorrect. Who did the Cubs play yesterday?
Pittsburgh?
Incorrect. Pirates? Incorrect. Which fruit floats in water because it's 25% air?
Watermelon?
Incorrect. What country did Tai Chi originate from?
Japan?
Incorrect. What is Jason Kelsey's wife's name?
Kyle.
That is correct. What does NATO stand for? Oh, that's time.
All right.
Look, listen, Karen, I was having fun with you, but you were playing like there wasn't a timer. Carla, what color are the stars on the U.S. flag?
They're white.
What type of animal is Squidward?
He's a squid.
Squid. Yeah, it's in his name.
I was going to say that, but it seemed too obvious.
What holiday is this Friday? Father's Day is on Sunday.
But this Friday is Juneteenth.
Oh. Yeah.
Who did the Cubs play yesterday?
They played the Colorado Rockies.
Which fruit floats in water because it's 25% air?
An apple.
And what country did Tai Chi originate from?
China.
And lastly, what does NATO stand for?
North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got.
I need to practice.
Yeah, you do need. You need to practice. I think you got two correct. I feel maybe you might have been a little bit distracted, and that's okay. It's not a criticism.
Yeah.
But you're, you know, you're busy. You got your morning going on. All that to say, try back. We do this every weekday at 8:40. All right, okay. Karen.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Call now with your little victories, 877-591-9696.
Yes, this is the part of the show where we hand it over to you and you tell us stuff that you're happy about, that you're proud of, that you want to brag about. It's really like our feel-good moment.
Yeah, celebrating the good things that are happening in life. Look, there's a lot of negativity out there in the news, and we want to highlight some good things that are happening. So if you've got something, call and share it and shout it from the rooftops. It's very easy. The phone number, 877-591-9696. Call now to share those little victories, 877-591-9696. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96 with Jasmine on the north side. Your little victory is...
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. My little victory is that I have my baby shower coming up this weekend. It's my first baby, and I'm so grateful and thankful and excited.
That is so exciting.
Congratulations, Mama. Tell us all the details that you would like to. Are you having a boy or a girl? What's the theme of the party?
Yeah. So the theme is A Little Piece of Heaven, and it's a baby boy.
So is everything, like, cloud-themed?
There's clouds and blue and just all that greatness everywhere.
Oh, that's amazing. Can I ask when you're due?
Yeah, my due date is actually August 10th.
Oh,
coming up. Right.
Yeah, yep. Summer baby on your hands. Yeah, that's very exciting.
Yeah, it's actually a day after my birthday, so that's exciting.
Oh, that's fun.
Be honest, do you want the baby to come on your birthday or the day after? Because me, I wouldn't want to share my birthday, not even with my kid.
No, that's exactly what I told my husband. I was like, he needs to make sure that he doesn't come out on the 9th because that's my date.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, so my wife's birthday is January 19th. My daughter's due date was January 19th, and she ended up being born 8 days early or something like that. So it didn't work out that way, but
yeah, good, right?
But it's still the same season. That's very exciting. So do you have like a registry and all that? What's the big item on your registry?
Yeah, we do have a registry. Honestly, the most expensive item I think was a diaper genie, which my in-laws just purchased this weekend. So again, I'm just so thankful. I'm very happy.
Yeah, the diaper genie, very helpful.
What is it?
You put the diapers in that, and it, like, keeps them sealed so that the smell doesn't get out.
Oh, this sounds very helpful, yes.
And necessary. Let me tell you, as a person who disposes of a bag of diapers every week, it is something else. Well, and this is your first, right? This is your first kid?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man, how thrilling. I'm so excited for you. Congrats
Thank
to
you so much.
And your person. Who are you having this child with?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Who are you having this child with?
The shower with?
The child. Yeah. Like, who's the baby daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, my husband. Yeah, we've been together for almost 13 years now, and he's just the greatest blessing.
Oh, I love it. All right.
Congratulations to both of you and on your little piece of heaven. It's going to be such a fun weekend. Enjoy it. I hope you get all the gifts that you wanted and needed, and I hope that you get some stuff for you, too.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Have a great time, Mama. And you got to keep us updated when you have the baby, okay?
I wish you well. Thank you, guys.
All right, yeah.
Bye.
Have a great day. Oh, that's exciting.
That is so exciting. And also, like, they've been together 13 years. They've waited this long to have, like, their first little blessing. That's so great. Yeah,
imagine being with somebody for 13 years and then changing the whole thing like crazy.
But also, it's like, I would want to know a person for 13 years.
Before having a
baby, I'd be like, you know what? I for sure love this person. Let's make another.
Yeah, maybe not 13. 13's a journey. But yeah, I think you can figure it out before then. But good for them. That's very exciting. If you are interested in free crap.
Oh, yeah.
We've got your back here at Moe and Carla Mornings. We are moving out of our office and...
Everything must go.
So we're heading over in a couple hours, 11 a.m. or so. We're going to be just north of the Chicago River on Michigan Avenue, giving away our stuff.
Yes, so we'll just have a bunch of free stuff, completely take it. Mm. We need to get rid of it. We need to empty out our office before what?
Before Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So everything must go.
Everything must go.
We have so much crap.
Yeah, and listen, I'm going to tell you right now, none of this stuff you're going to go home and go like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing I got today.
Or maybe you
will. Maybe you will, but none of it is going to be like high value items.
Like, what if you're a huge Sox fan and you're like, oh my gosh, this bobblehead is so cool.
That is cool. I just want to temper expectations.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going to get a signed Madonna poster.
Yeah, we don't. Something. We are not going to be giving away any Lala tickets. Like, this is genuinely stuff from our office.
Yeah, there's some thermoses and stuff. And we're only going to be there until the stuff's gone or we get kicked out.
Everything must go.
But again.
Everything must go.
All right, Michigan Avenue, just north of the river. Mogan, Carla Mornings. Me, Carla, Ahmad, we're all going to be there at about 11 o'clock. We would love to see you. Say hi real quick, and then we'll just take off.
Please take our stuff. Thank you.
We're going to get out of here. Letty is on your radio next. Lala Ticket Tag is back at 11 a.m. on B96.